You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
The title of the message today is Just Listen. Just Listen. Charismatic movement, Pentecostal movement. We were talking, everybody was talking, and there wasn't a whole lot of people listening. How many of you parents have ever had this situation that you were talking to your children, and they were hearing you, but they weren't listening? I think we're all guilty of that in our relationship with our Heavenly Father, because He never stops talking. He's always talking. The fact is, are we listening? Are we listening? Now, let me just define what I believe listening is. Listening is when you value what you hear and you choose to put that in action. See, that's listening. I hear you. How many times have you told somebody, I hear you? But you know they really don't hear you. They just want you to shut up. Or they're just waiting to get you to get through so they can say what they want to say, because what they want to say is much more important than what you're saying. That's why they're not listening to you. I always have this principle of life that I live, and that's this: he who talks last wins. He who talks last wins. That's why I sit there, and if I really want to do some powerful counseling, apostle, this is what I do. I'll get out and record everything you're saying till finally, eventually, you'll run out of steam. And I'll say, now, I've sowed the seed of listening to you. Now, this is what you're doing. This is what I want you to do. Now, listen. Listen. Well, I have some very powerful things to say to you this morning. And I was in a park in South Georgia, and I was like 7 years old. And Dad was sitting on his back, and he would put me on his feet, and he would throw me up in the air. And I would fly through the air, felt like I was flying. Dad, we were about to eat a picnic. My grandmother was there, and my mother said, Wallace, you're throwing Dwayne too high in the air. To which neither one of us listened. And she said, lunch is ready. Stop it. Come eat. And I said, Dad, just one last time. Just one last time. Boost me up. I want to go higher than I've ever gone. And Dad goes, okay. Okay, and Mom's going, don't do it. And lo and behold, I was launched. And when I came home, I broke this arm. And when I landed, I broke this arm in half. It looked like my wrist was right here. Now, my mom doesn't have sometimes a great gift of mercy. Especially when she told you and you didn't listen. And so I was there, and I was crying, and Mom goes, I told you not to do it. I go, could I have just a hair of mercy here? Because we're about to have to go to the hospital and get a little... No. You should have. Now listen, let me just tell you something. What this whole series is about, and where Pastor Josh started you last week, where I will take you this week and you'll continue on, I want to tell you something. It's not a series of messages. It's an incredible encounter in your life when God wants to take you to a new level of hearing by the Spirit. A new level of valuing what God says above what you think and what you say. Everybody say, I'm ready to listen. I'm ready to listen. I was starting in what I I was starting to leave the corporate world, and I had a little youth Bible study, and we'd gotten up to a record crowd of about 20, and two young men, I remember it like yesterday, were sitting on the stairs. It was at the house that Sam and Everett bought, and y'all were raised as grandchildren. That's where you would stay. And Daryl and Ricky were sitting on the stairs just like this, side by side. Spirit of God fell. Spirit of God was moving with everybody. And they were the only two in the room that didn't know the Lord. But I had relationship with them. It wasn't like I was just going up and calling them out. I went up and I said, boys, listen. 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 You need to make a decision for the Lord tonight. It was like this apocalyptic moment. It was this thing that was in me to say to these boys, you need to make a decision for the Lord tonight. And they went, Pastor Dwayne, you know how much we love you. We will. We will. Just not tonight. They weren't listening. You can never blame God for your disobedience to what he's told you to do. And remember what I always teach. Obedience is always instant. It isn't. Okay. Delayed obedience is disobedience. Delayed obedience is disobedience. Before the next Bible study, I did both of their funerals. One, he had had too much to drink, tried to pass a car on the wrong side of the road going up. And the other one, his girlfriend that he was engaged to said to him, enough of your anger, enough of your exploding, and that's it. And she gave him back the engagement ring, and he got on his motorcycle at 100 miles an hour and ran into a car in front of her. All of that could have been avoided. Can we say this? Most of the pain in my life could be avoided if I listened. No, let's say it out loud. Most of the pain could be avoided. Now, I'm going to tell you something. God speaks so many different ways every time. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what all Elder Eddie does for a living, but one of his major things is sending me scriptures every day. I come in, for the love of God, does this man ever do anything else but hear from God and give it to me? And I'll be going, what, Eddie? That's another one. But I never take it for granted. I always want to hear. Everybody say, God, I always want to hear. Everybody say, I love truth. I love truth. I love truth. So we see that there is natural hearing, and then there's being able to hear by the Spirit. Now, these are two different things. Now, Dom, you got me some pictures? Let's go to Ezekiel 37. Now, you know that it's this story where God speaks to the prophet. He comes up and he looks, and it is a valley of bones. Now, this is great. Great picture, Dom. Look at this. This is what it looked like. They weren't joined. They were just scattered. It was just bones everywhere. They weren't just bones. They were dry bones. If you know anything about the body, the human body, the inside of a bone, it takes a while for it to get dry because it's so encapsulated, the marrow, which is, of course, the source of life. But these bones had been dead for a long time. And verse 3, he says, son of man. Well, I'm talking to you about your life right now. Somebody say he's talking to me. He said, can these bones live again? Now let's get real. Let's get real. You'll never be who God's called you to be until you stop obeying the word of God and apply it. He says, do you, oh God, this is his great spiritual answer. You know. I don't know. You're telling me something I don't know. You know. And God says, prophesy over these bones, these dry bones. Listen to the message of God. All right, here we go. Listen and speak. Does anybody see ears on these bones? Are there any ears? Do you see any ears on these bones? Okay, Cindy gets it. Does anybody else get it in the room right now? You don't even have to have ears. When the Spirit of the Lord, it's spirit to spirit. It's deep to deep. Oh, Annette, my life can't change. These situations are impossible. Speak in the Spirit. Speak in the Spirit. They don't even have to have ears. They were skeletons, no ears. Well, I'm speaking hope to some people in this room right now. If you listen to the right things, there is hope. Can you imagine if somebody would have walked by and Elijah's out talking to this? They would have said, you've lost your mind, but you have to lose the natural mind that you can have the spirit mind where you can speak to dead things. And they just start to come together. Everything comes together. The song about prophecy this morning was so significant. Prophesy over these bones, dry bones. Listen to the message of God. Verse 5 and 6. God, the master, told the dry bones. Watch this. I'm bringing breath of life to you and you'll come to life. And there was a rustling. There was a rustling. There was a sound that comes out of you when you listen. Let's all say that together. There's a sound that comes out of me when I listen. One more time. There is a sound that comes out of me when I listen. Verse 7 and 8, I prophesied just as I had commanded. There was a rustling. And the end of the story is, and they stood up, a huge army. A huge army of listeners. Not a huge army of reactive, angry people. We are living in a day where so many people are angry and reactive. You can't listen and have all that junk going on in you. I need to know the truth, and the truth sets me free. I am not caught up with the affairs of this world. I'm not overwhelmed by this side or that side. I'm on God's side. And whatever he says, I listen to. Whatever I speak that he said causes a sound. Bones respond to the sounds of his word. I want you right now just to take one 10 seconds, and I want you to speak to an impossible situation in your life right now. I want you right now to speak to an impossible situation in your life right now. I don't care whether it's relational. I don't care whether it's financial. I don't care whether it's physical. Right now, speak. God is listening. God is listening. God is listening. God is listening. Now you listen back. Now you listen back. In the name of Jesus, listen back. Speak. And listen, there's a sound coming out of this room right now. There is a... reverberating sound. Now, let me give you the coupling scripture that I don't know if you've ever connected. I hadn't. Dennis, you'll love this. Look at these two scriptures that connect. Now, you take Ezekiel 37 and connect it to John 5:25. In John 5:25, it says this, most assuredly, this is Jesus talking, not somebody else. Jesus talking, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now. Everybody say now. Now. Punch somebody beside you and say, this is now. When the dead will hear the voice. When the dead, okay, yeah, somebody is getting it right now. I said, when the dead will hear the voice. And those who hear shall live. If you hear it, you shall live. It's all about listening. It's all about hearing. All I need to do is hear it, and everything around me lives. Man, listening is powerful. Hearing in the spiritual dimension is not hearing like in the natural. I don't know if we can do it at the end, but the atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. Now watch this. This is what I hear. A miracle time. But now. When? When, Bill? Now. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. Okay. Oh my God. Genesis 1. God said, let there be light, and the earth listened. Without ears. When you listen and you speak, inanimate objects have to listen. That's why you can speak to a house. That's why you can speak to a car. That's why you can speak to a job. That's why you can speak. God starts by not speaking to people. He starts by speaking to things. Things have to listen to the voice of God. How many of you have his voice in you? How many of you have his voice in you? That's why the power of the word is so significant. This past week, you're going to love this, Clarence and Bill. I went down to Alamorada and I wrote a book. I've got where I can write a book in 5 days now. It takes me about 14 hours a day. But I've learned to listen. Listen and have discipline. Let's all say that together. Listen. I listened to a man's story. He's come here. As a matter of fact, the chairs you're sitting on, he bought for you. Some things happened in his life when he was 10. A drunk driver ran over his brother that was 14 and killed him. And it just stopped. His life stopped. And his dad said, let me give you a drink of alcohol. Let me introduce you to alcohol. From 16 on, he never was sober a day. Never sober a day. Never sober a day. He would have to take 2 shots of vodka in the morning just so he could brush his teeth. Straight vodka. In the morning just so he could brush his teeth. Because his hands are like this. Now, was he doing great in business? Yes. Did he destroy 2 marriages? Absolutely. Did it incredibly affect his children? Absolutely. And so his oldest daughter has in marchment acted, which is where they come and arrest you at your house and they put you in 5 days of detox. And when he was arrested and he went there, for the first time in his life, he listened. And somebody says, there's a way out of where you are. There's some steps you can take that will take you out of where you are. Now, I don't know if you know this, but in the 1700s and 1800s, all of these recovery programs started with a man of God called John Wesley. Don't have enough time to tell you that, but I finished a book that I believe will revolutionize AA. Because the Bible says, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. They got the 12 steps. They got the truth. The truth. But you have to have the spirit. You have to have the spirit. Because the law kills, but the spirit gives. So my book is Steps to Stones. 12 steps to have memorial stones. Joshua 4, he said, go back in the middle of the river, pull out some memorial stones. For generations, the kids will come by and go, what are these stones for right here? And they will say, listen, let me tell you a story. Let me tell you how God can take you through anything. Let me show you how God can do anything in your life. I'm going to tell you something. It's got to be the listen, and then it's got to be the discipline to act on it. Just listening. Come on now, Mark. If you just listened to all the great ideas you got about business and you didn't act on them, you'd be a poor man. Sandy would be having to work. Okay, whatever. All right. I realized that over 100,000 deaths in the United States are caused by excessive alcohol. I realize that 2 million people in America alone attend AA meetings. Millions of others in countless other recovery programs. And just in this one week, I dared to listen. It's time to listen in areas we've never listened before. Okay, I'm going to give you my definition of prayer. My definition of prayer is this: an awareness to God that you see him and respond to him in everything you do. Otherwise, how do you rectify prayer without ceasing? The older I get, Daniel, the more I see God in everything. The more I listen to orders from him in everything, the more I'm aware that if I'll just do this, a righteous person's steps are ordered of the Lord. If I'll just do this, everything changes. Everybody say that. If I just take one right step, if I just take one right step, everything changes. Everything changes. James 1:19 says, be quick. That's right. Slow to, quick to, let's do this exercise. Slow to speak. Quick. Let's do it again. Let's do it like this. Slow to speak. Quick to listen. Let's do it like that. Yeah, come on, let me see. Slow to speak. Quick to listen! John 10. You got it? Did you like that, Jake? That was good, wasn't it? Quick to listen! Okay. John 10, verse 3 through 5. What opens the door? What opens the door? What opens the door? To him, he opens the door and the sheep hear his voice. God is opening doors. send you all around you. He's opening doors all around you. But unless you hear his voice, unless you listen to his voice, Revelation, what it says, behold, I set before you an open door. But you have to hear his voice to go in the door. Pastor Corinne, here's where the confusion happens. There he comes in, he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, his sheep follow. They know his voice, but they will not follow the voice of a stranger. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every strange voice out of your ears. In the name of Jesus, I bind people from speaking into your ears and into your life that are causing destruction and devastation. There's somebody right now, you need to bind the spirits over that person, because strangers are talking into their ear and they're listening to the wrong voices. Come on, do it right now in the name of Jesus. Call their name out. I bind first over yourself. Take heed what you hear. I bind over my ears. I will not listen to the voice of a stranger, but I will listen to the voice of the master. The master. Do I have to preach this again at like 11 o'clock? I think you could get it. I think you could take it. Just rock this thing. Okay. Jeez. I'm still as strong as I used to be. I just don't have the endurance. All right, here we go. 9 times. This is it. Here we go. 9 times in the book of Revelation, it says this. He who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. You think God's confused, or he was trying to, in this last book, let me really get this principle. If you've got ears, listen to what the Spirit is saying. I dare you to go through the book of Revelation and look over and over, because sometimes it was good things.
Yeah.
He was saying, I heard you did good things. Then there's other times he went, you've been messing up. You left your first love. You've gone away from what you're supposed to. He who has ears, go up and touch your ears. I have ears, and I'm going to listen to what the Spirit's saying. Now, you know, I always have taught you the law of first mention. But let me teach you the law of last mention. Here we are. John has given us the revelation of Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation, right? Now we get to chapter 22. What is it that the Holy Spirit through John wants to end with? What's the big ending? Here it is. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. Here's what I want you to say. Jesus, I hear you. I hear the Spirit. I hear the bride say, come. Now come into my circumstances. Come into my situations. Come into my life. Pastor Josh, how old were you when we came to Miami? 15. So we're 15 years old. I know we're about to start the church in Miami. My kids are 15, 10, and 5. And so we go to this church for a weekend, last services before we start a place called home. And it's in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And so I'm up there. Pastor Josh at 15 could bring it. He's up there leading worship. Joan's up there singing. Esther's mic doesn't have a cord on it because she would just yell and scream, and she was always trying to step in front of Josh and take the spotlight. And so they were all Hey, the Spirit was there. It was a great Spirit. It's an old church. And so I'm preaching. And right where David is sitting, right there, there's a guy that was looking at me like this the whole service. And I tried to like blow it off. And I realized in the flesh, I was getting upset. Why is this man looking at me like that? And I kept coming by and I was trying to preach. You know how it is, Clarence, when you're looking at everybody else because there's somebody you don't want to look at because they're not giving, you understand, Apostle, right? They're not giving you anything back. As a matter of fact, they're sucking things out of you. So I ain't going to look at you. And so I walked by one more time and God said, stop. Ask him what he wants. My son are here. My daughter's here. I stopped and I said, sir, the Lord asked me to ask you, what is it that you want? And through this monotone voice, he said, I want to hear. He was deaf. He had been trying to read my lips. See, let me just tell you something. You get all worked up with people and you think they're against you and they're just trying to understand you. They're just trying to understand. They're just wanting to listen to something and they're focused in. Now it was on. Everybody in the church is going, so what's up, Bishop? I said, come here. And he came up there and I took oil and I poured it on Joan's hand and Esther's hand. I said, put your fingers in his ears. And I said, can I listen? Can you listen to me? The supernatural is just every day to God. You think the supernatural is overwhelming and God's going, that's the only thing I know how to do. And so my daughters put their little fingers in his ears. And I said, in the name of Jesus, let him hear. Let him be able to listen. My little daughters took their fingers out of his ears and he started screaming, the music's too loud. Now, because I listened for one man, five other deaf people got healed. That one weekend services ended into a 2-week revival meeting every morning, every night. And at the end of it, gave me the down payment for my house so I could move here and minister to you. What? Everybody say one word. No, get it. One word. I could listen and get one word. Say it out loud. I will listen and God will give me one word that will change my life. Give us this day our what? Daily revelation. Let me hear every morning. Let me hear every night. Mary, speak now, for your servant listens. Lift your hands up. Speak now. Speak now. Yeah, boy, there is such an anointing in this room. You feel it, Dennis? There is such an anointing in this room right now. There's such an anointing in this room right now. Speak now. Speak now. Your servant listens. Everybody, close your eyes. Say it. Speak. See, some of you think you've got impossible situations. It's not impossible. It's not more impossible than dead bones in a valley. Come on. Speak now. Speak now. Speak now. Your servant listens. Come on, again. Speak now. Your servant listens. Everybody stand. How many of you have got in situations that's impossible? A situation that's impossible. In your life, you got a situation that's impossible. You got a situation that's impossible. Come stand down here. Come stand down here real quick. You got a situation, I'm talking about this, just straight up impossible. No, it's just impossible, baby. It's straight up impossible. It's straight up impossible. This is what we're going to do. We're just going to touch their ears. We're going to anoint their ears. We're going to anoint their ears. And you're going to hear like you've never, ever heard before. In the name of Jesus, my girl, you're going to hear like you've never heard before. Now, when I touch you, I want you just to receive. I want you to begin to listen. You're going to hear. Wow, it's going to be like a radio station turned on. In the name of Jesus, you're going to hear like, it's just like you turned on the TV and it just started to come. The news is coming out. The news is coming out. In the name of Jesus, you're going to hear, just get quiet and listen. You're going to hear like you've never heard before. Words of life right now. Listen. Listen. Listen.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.